Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. Concentric circles of multicolored dots radiate from a center and form the word Riley. White lines spiral and form a wing. Corniche Pictures. White block letters flicker on black. Odd joint. All characters appearing in this work are fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. Smoke drifts from sticks of incense over white blossoms. A quote written in print. All said and done, the young male, anywhere in the world, is a rather ugly and pointless evolutionary experiment. I'm honestly very relieved to find myself out of it and in the midst of middle age and steady decrepitude. Naman. Words appear. Bangalore, India. Somewhere in the 80s. In an aquarium full of fish, a toy diver moves a light up and down and emits bubbles. In a dark hallway, shafts of gray light fall on a bedroom door. A teenage Indian boy, in t-shirt and pajama bottoms, peers out. He walks under a tight spiral stairway and tiptoes to a room where a man and woman sleep. He slowly closes their door. In the kitchen, he opens the refrigerator. He lowers his pajama bottoms and pushes his pelvis forward into the door. He humps the refrigerator, eyes closed, mouth open. He stops, then grabs an apple from a basket on top of the fridge. Netflix presents a Netflix original film. In animation, the boy combs his hair. Titles, Riley Presents. In association with Corniche Pictures, the animated naked boy looks at himself in the mirror. An odd joint. Shashank Arora as Naman. He places fig leaves over his groin. A man and woman flank him. They hold their hands steepled in the traditional namaste greeting. On a wall behind them, the words, rubber on. A boy with dark rimmed glasses rides a scooter. Tanmay Dananya as Ajay. A mustached boy with a crutch and a bull stand side by side. Chaitanya Virad as Robin. The three boys meet. Naman rides on a scooter behind Ajay. They drive through a town. Naman drinks cup after cup of a dark liquid. He now has four arms, each hand holding a cup. He lies on a bed surrounded by breasts. The leaves over his groin shake. He smiles as women's hands caress his body. He comes. Words appear. Brahman Naman, a film by Q. Students walk into a youth center. On a sign outside, South India Inter-University Quiz Competition.
Topping the preliminary round with 29.
In the men's room, Naman and Ramu pour whiskey in cups. They raise them. Naman smokes a cigarette.
Where's Elash?
Ajay arrives with cola and adds it to their drinks. They toast each other. They stroll into an auditorium.
Bangalore Univate team has finally arrived. In the words of Shakespeare, better 3 hours too soon than a minute too late. you will have to sit in row 6.
We should have come for the draw of lots. Row 6 is the worst strategically.
As usual,
who cares where we sit?
This quiz will have 10
we'll
rounds.
We'll win anyway.
We have worse problems. Vilash is in Hyderabad.
Good luck, Naman.
A girl beams at him.
Here's your pet volcano, Stromboli.
Go rape your cow, Ramo.
Come on, Ra. Give her yet another chance.
Yeah. Cover the face, fire the base.
Are all the teams complete?
The moderator stares at them. They look around. The girl, Ash, runs up and takes the empty seat.
I have been preparing. I'll be very helpful, I promise.
Just keep your mouth shut and we'll win, okay?
Bangalore Uni B, back in the 18th century, Eton College had a grammar book which listed a set of words from Latin which all meant of little or no value. As a joke, somebody put all four of these together and created a new word. The first recorded use is by William Shenstone in 1741. What is the word?
The teams confer.
Looks like our juniors have Calcutta ambitions.
Why go all the way to Calcutta when the black hole of Bangalore is right here?
Time is running out.
A boy from another team.
The answer is Floxy Noxy Nihilibilification.
Correct answer. Bangalore B are the leaders now. And now for the ultimate question to decide the winner. Gerald Rusgrove and Charles founded a publishing house in 1908. Today, they dominate a particular genre. The company is named after their famous surname. Name the company.
Simon & Schuster?
Harder and Stoughton.
They don't dominate any particular genre.
Bangalore University A, do we have an answer?
Ash whispers to Naman.
Is it Mills & Boon? Romance?
It is... indeed!
The boys high-five. Ash holds up her hands with no high-five return.
They are the winners of this quiz contest and will represent us at the All India Quiz Competition in Calcutta.
Thank you.
Outside, the boys look at coupon books. Ash walks up.
Naman!
We won book coupons worth 750 rupees. That's your share.
No, that's not necessary. It was my honor to be able to quiz with you.
Eyes sparkling, she smiles, revealing her braces.
I insist. After all...
Listen, Ash. We have 500 worth of book coupons between the three of us. We'll sell it to you at the usual discount. 300.
Done. But on one condition. I get to come with you guys wherever you're going drinking tonight.
Forget it. We'll find somebody else.
No. I always keep cash handy for your coupons.
She opens a small purse and hands them bills. They count them.
Bye.
She leaves. She comes back on a scooter.
Sure you don't want to lift to the dhaba?
Ajay isn't dead yet.
Ajay walks off. Naman stays with Ramu, playing with one of his crutches. Naman looks over at the boy from the other team.
Hey, you, Junior!
The tall boy approaches.
What's your name?
Randeep.
Randy!
At the Roti Land Dhaba Cafe, Ajay pours beer.
I don't really drink.
Nonsense. Everybody drinks.
It's like fucking. Once your dick is inside the hole, it goes all the way up to the cervix, prompting the inevitable.
Cervix with a smile.
Randy smiles. The boys jump up and tap their chairs together.
Cheers.
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 Bangalore University, bottoms up.
B-U, B-U.
Go. Ramu times Naman and Ajay as they down their drinks. After a hesitation, Randy does also. Naman finishes first.
Naman 7-6, Ajay 9-6.
And Randy no sex.
Bravo.
Garçon.
A waiter comes to them. Naman gives him bills.
Dhanyavaad.
What a day. That would have bought an extra pitcher.
Brahmins must be magnanimous to the servant classes to preserve the natural order of things.
Correct. If everybody gets degrees, who'll clean our toilets?
In our village, even if an untouchable shadow touches my grandfather, he has to have a bath.
Naaman and Ajay look at Randy.
The boy speaks.
Ajay hands Naaman his cigar.
Trichinopolis, as smoked by Sherlock Holmes.
He offers it to Randy. Randy shakes his head.
Okay, guys, I have to leave. My father'll be waiting.
Ever wondered why the back of Ramu's neck is black?
When Ramu was born, his father rubbed his dick on the back of his neck.
Ramu chases Ajay. Naaman moves his chair next to Randy.
Randy, if you continue to be this correct blend of slavish deference and obsequiousness to God, who knows, someday you could be acquiescing forth.
But I'm in Tina's team.
Tina, Bina, who cares? All cunts. Stay second all your life.
By all means. It's your choice.
Ajay returns and holds up the cigar.
Well?
Randy takes it and draws in the smoke. Randy sticks the cigar in an ashtray. Ajay pulls it out.
He's done a George.
Horses for courses.
Nay.
You won't be allowed into Valhalla if you don't know the art.
I'll give you a clue. Painter.
George Stubbs. British painter best known for his paintings of horses. So when you do a George, you stub out a cigar.
May the horse be with you.
They sprinkle beer on Randy's head and high-five each other over him. Randy stands and raises his hands. Naaman and Ajay sit down.
A beaker full of the warm south for the lad here.
Outside.
But you're not allowed to vomit on the tree.
But if you must...
Naaman moves Randy's head over a bush.
Precision is key with dilated pupil.
Words appear.
Which Indian caste derives its name from a priestly class and from the Sanskrit term for supreme power?
Vishnu Chanda.
In front of a small fire.
Paramatma Devata. Yajno Pavita Dharne Viniyogaha.
Naaman and his father remove strings from around their bare torsos and don another string. His father places the first string around his knees, spreads them apart, and breaks it.
Shubham Bhavatu. As it says in the Holy Gita, tranquility.
Naaman walks around the house,
restraint,
sprinkling the walls with water.
Austerity, purity, forgiveness, uprightness, knowledge, wisdom, and faith in God are the duties of the Brahmins.
He sprinkles his mother. She smiles. Outside, the family stands in front of a flowered altar. Naaman's mother places food on the ground. In front of another altar with images of goddesses in frames, Naaman holds the bell. His father moves a flame in a dish. Other men pass their hands through it. On the side of a building, a sign, rubber on.
Naaman?
Naaman walks to a machine. And turns the handle. A large drum begins to spin. Men wearing work shirts applaud. Out back, Ajay sits on his scooter. Naaman joins him. They sit on the steps. Naaman swigs from a bottle and winces.
I feel like a new hermaphrodite again.
Ajay spits out his drink.
Go away to the next whiskey bar.
They ride the scooter past houses.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar.
Naaman shares his cigarette with the Jay. They stop in front of the Iambic Lending Library. The owner sees Naaman and wraps a magazine in white paper for him.
Welcome back to Cross Peter Quiz Contest. I'm Brian DeCosta. And my next question is...
Words appear.
Which Playboy-inspired Indian magazine set up in 1971 derives its name from a French word meaning of good disposition?
A pair of naked breasts.
I'm ready to marry her for a week.
The boys look at the magazine. Ramu has joined them. Ajay touches a bit of spittle to the woman's nipple.
Aureole, my friend. God is in the aureole.
A bearded man pulls up in a small red car.
I'm Henry VIII, I am. Henry VIII, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door, and she's been married 7 times before.
Henry!
Waste fuckers. What rat, cripple? Bull broke your leg, eh?
He points to Ramu's crutches and cast.
Hey, show me that man.
I'm having her tonight.
Why don't you all go and look at it at my place?
No. We have to prepare for tomorrow's quiz.
Henry,
a trick. When you finish, no? Let go of your dick when you come. Cover your face. Then you watch your dick. Like an electric meter, it will flick.
What, Ranaman? We all could have magazined at Henry's house.
His sofa is full of cum.
A teen girl and younger girl walk by holding hands.
Oh no.
Oh no! Not again! It hurts so good, I don't understand. Infatuation.
The older one brushes her hair behind her ear. Her hand brushes her breast as it falls to her side.
Infatuation. Infatuation.
Chichi, Ramu.
Her hips sway.
Nice ass.
You will not.
None of you revert your future sister-in-law in a sexual manner ever again. Ramu. Understood.
Ramu looks at Ajay. They smile. In Naaman's home, the diver in the aquarium continues blowing bubbles. In his parents' room, Naaman's father sleeps while his mother fans herself. On his bed, Naaman holds the magazine open to the picture of the woman's breasts. His hand is beneath it. The two young girls walk in slow motion. The older girl in makeup and earrings. Her red lips glisten. The breasts from the magazine with a Jay's spittle dripping down. The older girl holds pearls between her teeth. His erection pushes up the sheet. He pulls a spool of yarn from beside the bed, then loops a strand over the ceiling fan blade with a stick. Turns on the fan. The fan spins slowly, tugging at the spool. An image of the girl with red lips.
Mama.
He turns off the light and lies with his back to the door. His mother peeks in, looks over at him, turns up the speed of the fan and leaves. He turns on his back and raises his hips.
Ah!
at St. James College of Commerce.
But you must be wondering what the Merchant of Venice has to do with Hamlet. You see, this Polonius is a dirty fellow, very shallow. What he doesn't know is that if he spits into the air, poof!
The three boys stand outside. Naaman waves to a bearded man.
Hey, Mats, motherfucker.
Ash arrives with a smile.
To what do we owe this dubious honor?
I was in the vicinity, so I thought I'll come see if you're around.
Now that you have drunk your kill of fill, wench, a swift departure, mayhaps?
Miles to go. Promises to keep.
But
a slender boy walks up.
So, handicap.
Ilash.
Who came second in the quiz?
The junior team.
Oh. Let me tell you what happened to my junior. I was coming back from Hyderabad on a train. AC first class, of course. And there she was, on the lower berth. There's lights out. So I put my reading lights on and I looked down through the curtains and she's staring straight back at me. So I pull back, I'm reading my book. She climbs up and she's all over me, okay?
He rubs his hands up and down his body.
He's rubbing.
The boys' mouths are open.
Bingus.
A sign, adults only, magnum opus.
Okay.
In a theater lobby, the boys gather on a stairway. Ajay makes his way through lines of men. Ramu scans the crowd.
Where is that fellow gone?
I'm sure he's taken our ticket money and run.
Have faith, grasshopper.
There he is.
An older man. He looks him up and down and licks his lips.
Thank you, uncle.
Your seats are right next to mine.
I feel violated. Isn't there a law against visual rape?
In that case, we would all be doing 10 to 20.
In the theater, Naaman and Ajay stare at the screen. A woman and man writhe on a bed. Another woman massages her large breasts. The scenes repeat. Outside, Naaman laughs and stands close behind Ramu and humps him, almost causing him to fall.
Ramu!
A gray truck drives up. A gray-haired man is behind the wheel. Naaman backs away from Ramu.
Papa,
get in!
His father stares at them. Ramu moves to the truck.
You have to do everything possible to endear yourself to Ramu's dad, don't you?
Ajay hands Naaman a cigar. The two girls walk by again.
My love is like a red, red rose that is newly sprung in joy. Oh, my love is like a melody that is sweetly played in tune.
To the chariot.
Naaman and Ajay climb on the scooter.
What am I supposed to do?
Exist.
I take money from who don't know anything like foreigners. They just have fourth next month.
The girls walk around the corner to a house. The boys drive by and stop. Closes the gate. Naaman steals a look over his shoulder. They stop in front of the house, then drive on. A plaque by the gate reads, P.D. Souza.
Hey, Souza, she's not a Brahmin.
So?
She's not even a Hindu.
So?
She's a Christian, da?
In Brahmin tradition, one would conjoin with the servant classes in order to transfer our sins to them, because they're fucked anyway.
Justification.
You know how the Jesuits forcibly converted most of us to Christianity? Her grandparents are probably Brahmin.
Justification.
The scriptures say that the role of a Brahmin is to uplift the downtrodden classes. Miss D'Souza will be my project. Infatuation.
In Naaman's large room, the boys' lounge, a cartoon on the wall is titled An Ideal Boy, Good Habits.
Dear Rita, shall I compare thee to a summer's day? But then, I'm not the bard. Interestingly, did you know
that Colonel Gaddafi of Libya claimed that William Shakespeare was actually a Muslim Libyan named Wali Mia Sheikh Zubair?
There is also loose talk that a certain Sheshappa Iyer, a Brahmin from Mysore, went to England and authored the plays.
But enough of Avon. The butler, in his immortal piece of poesy titled, rather appropriately, A Drinking Song, he quotes...
He spritzes perfume on a letter.
Thank you, Father.
Ajay hands him another bottle.
Thank you, Mother.
Words appear.
Which Roman Catholic saint who was burnt at the stake was also known as the Virgin Warrior?
At a phone booth.
D'Souza P. D'Souza P.
Hello, operator. You know that I've been waiting on this call. Dun, dun, dun. I said, hey, operator.
Zappy bingo.
You make me nervous because the line's engaged. I can't believe you let it get to the stage.
A boy in cricket garb approaches.
Hello. Hi, Rita.
Rita, Gita, or Sita, you boys are just going to be to your meter.
He gestures to his groin. On a cricket pitch, the boy dives to catch a ball.
Devastating wit. I'm impressed.
Smart boy. But while you guys were busy polishing your pathetic one-liners, we just won the cricket championship.
Let joy be unconfined.
Tell me one physical activity that you guys can do better than us.
Consume alcohol.
In industrial quantities.
Done. It's a challenge.
A royal challenge?
Tomorrow at home, our victory party. Get yourselves to Sadashiv Nagar and ask anyone for Palace Tower. Well, then see whose is bigger.
We don't go for half measures.
Ronnie, I'm hungry.
Burger?
Ronnie leers at the boys, and the team walks off.
I can't believe we get the brains and they get the girls.
That too, Coco panties herself.
Many a boat has sailed up that coconut lagoon.
Nighttime. A guard stands in front of gates with plaques bearing the words Palace Towers. The boys ride in a rickshaw. At the party, Ramu examines a classic car.
Rich bastard!
Ramu, a man of wealth has many enemies, while a man of knowledge has many friends.
They look at a brightly lit empty pool with partiers inside. Ronnie is one of them.
Be all to drag yourselves away from your busy schedules. Must have been a drag. Have you used one of these babies before?
You have overcompensation issues.
So you don't know how to use it?
Just pose.
Girls?
Naaman takes the camera with long lenses and shoots their picture.
So, what do you think of the old fad? Pretty impressive, huh?
Very Las Vegas.
Dad's favorite city. We go every year.
And where do you go for your house, Bitcoin?
I must inform you that we have an excellent bovine maintenance facility.
A cow farm! Ramu goes to a cow farm.
I also heard you rape your cows.
Hey, that's our joke.
Here, have a drink. Better than your normal swill, I'm sure.
Be you. What else?
The three friends drink.
Do you do everything so fast?
He wouldn't know, baby. He's never done it.
Oh. Those who can't drink should not throw stones.
Okay, bugger. Put your mouth where the bottle is.
Premunitus.
Huh?
Forewarned is forearmed.
Treatises of Fistula, circa 1425, J. Arden.
Also Don Quixote, Cervantes.
Just shut up and drink, quiz fox.
By that sound.
drink from the bottle.
I think my father's calling me.
The partiers are asleep in the pool. Ajay holds up a bottle of clear alcohol to Naaman.
Look what I found. Naaman takes the bottle. Uncorks it. And sniffs it deeply.
A deep, rich, and complex nose. Dry orange peel.
Mm.
Espresso. And incandescent notes of Gruyere and smoked Parma ham.
But you're vegetarian.
Naaman reaches for the hem of a sleeping girl's dress. Ajay holds the camera ready.
I'm married, so... you flick, I'll click.
Okay.
Naaman takes the camera. Ajay reaches for her hem and stops.
I can't do it.
It's the fault of our caste.
Why are we Brahmins so conservative?
Oh, for a bit of labor in these Tory times.
Such a waste.
There is, however, another course of action.
They undo the pants of the sleeping Rani. Negatives of male genitalia. Daytime. Naaman, Ajay, Ramu, and Randy stand outside the St. James canteen.
So,
the slender boy comes up behind them.
Back again from Hyderabad.
On a plane. Business class, of course. There's this girl next to me.
So you started feeling her up.
Why didn't you fuck?
Who said I didn't? There's this toilet.
And you joined the Mile High Club.
Coffee, tea, or me?
The uninhibited memoirs of two airline stewardesses.
Rachel Jones, Trudy Baker.
No. I used Pleasure Sutra condoms. God promised, huh?
The boys prepare to go in.
Wow, you guys are actually attending class.
It's Wednesday.
Cocoa Panties Day.
What is the color of the color TV? Boom. Boom. Boom.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom.
The boys go into a classroom and place squares of paper in some of the books on the long wooden desks. The students sit at their desks. A girl in a short dress sits on the edge of a desk at the front.
Say white.
I'm a dirty fellow, so I would say yellow.
Pink. Think pink. Red.
The girl moves her leg and Naaman leans over to look up her dress. He raises Ramu's arm in victory.
Class, today that sonnet without equal, the 18th.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate.
The girls open the books.
Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date.
And your lease will also expire shortly if you don't stop that infernal giggling. In that case, my darling buds of May, kindly pollinate away.
Ronnie raises his hand.
This is a first. Ronnie wanting to contribute to a class. Speak.
Naaman.
Or forever hold your peace.
Quiz team, out now.
Sir, by pollinate away, are you asking the girls to F off?
Your private tuitions are helping. Exit stage right.
Outside.
Pursued by bear.
Looks like the cricket team comes in a package deal.
Good things come in big packages. You can touch my silly point with your fine leg anytime.
The girls look at the photos of Ronnie's genitals.
Your middle stump is very long.
Stitches on your balls seem quite nice.
Ronnie walks past Naaman's group.
I'm sure you had something to do with this. Thanks. Oh, and enjoy your pocket billiards.
Naaman looks up. Images of the girl with the short dress, Ronnie's genitals, the party, and Ronnie smirking.
Fucking lounge lizards.
In animation, Naaman raises his fists. Lightning sparks from him. The cricket team and the girl in the short dress are propelled backwards onto a couch. They change into lizards. The couch narrows, squeezing them until they each explode.
Enough is enough. Let's call Henry.
The red car arrives at Naaman's.
Coming, coming!
Naaman joins Henry and Ajay.
Coming! Coming, coming! Save some cum for the bitches!
A man and his cum are soon parted.
Something to get us in the mood.
What mood? All you need is a hooker and a hard-on.
They put a cassette tape in the player and drive slowly down the street past lounging prostitutes. Well, show me the way to the next little girl. Oh, don't ask why.
Oh, don't ask why. But show me the way to the next. I always like a starter before the main course. Best way to start the innings.
A woman leans on the window.
50 rupees lollipop, 75 rupees mouthwash, 100 rupees food.
Lollipop.
Yeah?
Get inside.
She walks to the passenger side. The boys get out.
No. Stay. When stadium is full, batsman always performs better. Come on.
They get back in. They stare out the windows as Henry throws his head back and closes his eyes. Her head bobs up and down in his lap. She spits out of the window.
Give me 75 rupees mouthwash.
51 cents.
Henry gives her money and she leaves. He smiles back at the boys.
Now, your chance.
They look up a staircase.
This is it, boys.
Henry.
Hey! You Brahmin boys have got the guts and all, no?
Maybe for safety's sake, just a lollipop.
Acquired immune deficiency syndrome and all that.
Your money, your choice. Come.
He goes up the steps. A madam stands at the top.
My friends, they want blowjobs, mouthwash, lollipop.
She stares at the empty stairs behind him.
What, friends? Huh?
The boys run down an alley.
Blowjob?
They walk through an area of seller's stalls where meat is being cooked. Naaman covers his mouth and nose with his t-shirt.
Did you know that this area was gerrymandered?
Gerry who?
Named after Massachusetts Governor Elbridge Gerry, who manipulated his electoral district so that the people who voted for him the last time voted in a block for him the next time.
And cut away the people who did not vote for him and put them into another district.
Correct. They did the same thing here to prevent the Muslim candidate from winning again, adding a large Hindu majority to dilute the vote bank.
What?
Right now, we could have been in between the thighs of whores, losing our virginities. And here we are trading electoral trivia.
That's all we have, Ajay.
Trivia. Correct.
On a television screen.
Rubber On. Set up in the year 1972. With a dogged determination to achieve world-class standards, Rubber On is India's finest rubberized coil mattress. With technology imported from Austria, a dedicated workforce of more than 70, Rubber On strives to be the mattress of copulation to the nation's population. A mattress that always ensures a healthy hump, optimizing orgasm frequency and facilitating fluid flow. As is said by the Holy Rita, a bed with the best booby bounce results in deeper penetration. Rubbing, rubbing, rubbing.
Who do you think I built up the business for?
Naaman sits across from his father.
After my retirement, Rubber On will be only for you.
Coffee? Buttermilk?
Half a cup for me.
Nothing for me, Ma.
When I was your age, I used to wake up at 4 a.m., milk the cows, wake up my brothers, make myself coffee, have a bath, and then go all the way to the Christian house to give their children maths tuition. Then I would
go to grandfather's accountancy firm. Tell me something new, Appa.
Hard work was our only ethic. And here you are drunk every night. Sure.
You worked so hard so that I wouldn't have to, Appa. Plus, I'm paying for my drinks with my own quizzing money.
Quizzing? What will happen after college? Will your quizzing feed you for the rest of your life? To keep up with the times, I'm importing new machinery from Austria. The unique feature of this main sheeting plant is that it facilitates vertical fiber orientation, a process that results in the deeper penetration of the latex into the sheet, making it very classic. This provides the mattress with a uniform density throughout and an extra cushioning effect. There you have a mattress that is healthy for your back.
His mother sets a boombox on the table.
What? Time for another quiz?
Calcutta, Appa.
Words appear.
What was the American title of the 1966 British comedy crime film Drop Dead Darling?
At a train station, Ash walks along a pedestrian bridge. He drinks tea. He holds the boombox and has a duffel bag on his shoulder.
Naaman!
What?
I just came to wish good luck. And goodbye.
Well, you have. Therefore, Lasvidanya, Arrivederci.
Is there anything you need for the journey?
No. Actually, yes. Come with me.
They pass Randy, who waves at Ash.
Hello, Ash.
Naaman dials a phone.
Ask for Rita. It's easy if it's a girl's voice.
He gives Ash the phone and takes the boombox.
Hello? May I speak to Rita, please?
Naaman takes the phone. Rita lounges in pink lingerie. She languidly picks up the receiver.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Rita.
Who's this?
This is an admirer.
Admirer?
I'd sent you that letter.
What letter?
The one with the perfume.
Hello?
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 Hello? Rita?
Hello? Are you on a station?
Yes.
Are you coming or going?
I don't know. Hello? You're the most beautiful person on this earth.
Hello?
Rita, hello? I love you.
He hangs up as the train arrives.
Hey, get out, come on.
Ramu's father throws his crutches off the train and Ramu climbs off. Naaman and Randy hop
come on.
in a compartment.
You made it. I was going to pull the chain.
What happened to Ram?
Idiot didn't ask his father for permission.
There goes the fourth member for the quiz.
I may be old, but I'm not dead yet.
According to the rules of the championship, your chaperone is allowed to step into the breach.
That's all good then. Sir, can we play some music?
What? Can you repeat the question?
Can we play some music?
If music be the food of love, play on.
Nighttime. The three boys smoke cigars and drink. Their chaperone, Bernie, sleeps.
See the children jumping off at the stations one by one. This woman and his best friend.
Porter comes in.
What is this noise? The other people's are complaint, you know?
Sir, we are young. Can enjoy only once, no?
Maintain decencies.
Definitely, sir.
He sits. They give him money and a drink. They all smoke. In animation, the train makes its way to Madras. At a stop, the boys check a train manifesto.
Padma R, F-18, Naina K, F-18. These F-18s can bomb my airways anytime.
Rani P, F-17.
Augusta D, F-58. Unfortunately, here, if I'm not very much mistaken, are the exhibits themselves. These look one dropkick away from an arranged marriage.
They watch a quartet of teen girls in traditional dress board. In their own compartment.
So, why does Madras exist as a concept?
You know, I have a deathly relationship with Madras. The first time I passed through the city, the chief minister died. The second time, the governor died. This time, I hope the cursed minorities die.
Sir? Surely that's a bit bigoted.
Bigoted, shigoted. We Brahmins are the biggest bigots and racists on this planet. Why be ashamed of it? Revel in your supremacy, I say. Quarter kilo.
He buys a bag of cherries from a passing vendor.
Naman.
Sir?
Take out that gin bottle.
Sir?
I may be old, but I'm not blind. Yet. An old man is allowed to enjoy his drink too. Cherry in the gin is cherry on the cake. Are all of you in your cups?
Cheers to the bees.
Cheers to the beers.
Diamonds are forever.
Cherries to the berries.
He puts some in their drinks and they all drink.
The aspiring chief minister is not dead yet. But that can change. You know, she used to live down my street when she was a schoolgirl. The bitch in her green school uniform. Skirt ending just below her panties. She literally dripped as she walked along the street. And the dogs on heat followed the bitch in heat.
The four girls stand at their door. Two of them now wear shorts and colorful blouses.
Chrysalis, I believe that's the word you were struggling for.
Away from the parental cocoon,
not to mention the most conservative city in the world.
Madras.
The nympha become butterflies.
Interesting that you use the word nympha.
If you're going to flog that old nymphomaniac joke, forget it.
Be that as it may, whatever mania you girls subscribe to, you seem to be of the quizzing persuasion.
You don't need much persuasion in a Brahmin family, sir. Study, study, study. Quizzing is good for you. I mean, who'll marry you if you don't have at least a postgraduate degree?
That is correct. Who will indeed?
Have we seen you in Bangalore quizzes?
We've seen you. We were at the South Zone Championship.
Which we won.
Oh, really? How could you tell?
Naman stares at one girl with large eyes and short hair swept across her face.
I'm Randeep. Randy.
Padma. Paddy. No predictable Irish jokes, please.
I was going for the rice theme. I am Ajay.
Rani,
Yasmin.
Naina.
Bernie nudges Naaman.
He's Naaman, our team captain.
I've seen Trappist monks speak more than your team captain.
Forget it. He's in love. With me.
Naaman stares at her. The girls leave.
Where was she all my wife?
In the hall.
Madras.
Naaman hits a J on the arm.
You really must be in love. What makes you say that?
Physical action instead of a smart verbal comeback.
But what can I do?
Talk to her, maybe. It's been known to work. I'm going to try and chat with Paddy.
How about Rita?
Who?
In which 1949 landmark of feminist literature did Simone de Beauvoir quote Greek dramatist Menander's infamous line, "Woman is a pain that never goes away"?
In a compartment, Bernie talks with the girl's chaperone.
Is that your superstar Christ was in fact sired by a Roman god, Tiberius Julius Abdes Pantera.
Centurion, much higher than a god.
How quaint. Clearly, there were traces of miscegenation in your own family tree, hence your out-to-taint Christianity.
No, there is proof. The Greek philosopher Celsus said so in his work Alpheas Lugos.
Which was refuted by his friend Origen.
In his 8-volume work on Celsus.
Nana. Can I have a word with you alone?
She starts to rise.
No. No mixing with boys. What would your father say?
Let her go, Augusta Delphine. They're typical quiz boys. Harmless, gutless, feckless.
Nana sneaks a thermos.
Clearly your proteges then, Bernard Jude Kumar Irudayarasan.
I'll have you know, Miss Augusta, that in 1968, when I used to come to your school,
Ajay and Padma sneak away. When? Nana and Naaman stand together.
None for me. A beaker full of the warm south.
The blushful hippocrene. You know your stuff.
It's a funny thing about knowledge. It's been known for more than one person to have it.
That's not what I meant.
That is exactly what you meant.
But you didn't say what you meant when you said that.
That you were in love with me. It's painfully obvious. I'm good-looking, smart, female, Brahman. Now imbibing alcoholic libations with you. I even speak in that funny convoluted way that quizzers seem to automatically adopt. And if I were to ask you for that cigar, you'd propose right away. And I'm not awed by your quiz champ status.
She takes a cigar and smokes it.
You know so much about me. How?
I've seen you on stage.
Admired me from afar.
Seen you on stage. You're a great quizzer. Brahmin fundamentalist. Alcoholic. Sexist. Etc. Etc.
Thanks.
And only you would take that as a compliment.
You still haven't answered.
I still don't know what the question is.
Nighttime. A mix of images of women and Nana.
Brahman family.
Naaman.
Nana.
Naaman sits up. The train has stopped.
What was that I lost a fortune due to termites getting into my deposit box.
Sir, what happened?
We're stuck at the Orissa-Bengal border. The ruling party has called for a bund, a general strike. No movement for the next 12 hours.
Naaman opens his thermos. It is empty.
And the reserve, sir?
I finished it all while you were asleep. Miss Augusta helped. And the train has run out of food.
Naaman humps a J on his bunk until he wakes.
Come, boss. Come.
They climb off of the train. Other passengers gather on the platform. Naaman and Ajay walk slowly down a dirt road. Ajay points forward. They walk up to a pile of manure and stop. They step over it. They walk into a small village.
Nipple. Oriole.
Ajay raises his hand. An old man approaches.
We need food. Booze.
Train.
They make train motions.
Stop. Food.
Ajay motions eating.
Booze.
He motions drinking.
Booze.
They sit at the center of the village with people gathered and watching. A woman brings them a white liquid and pours it into cone-shaped leaf cups. The old man smokes a cigar. He motions for them to drink. It spills out of Naaman's mouth. Ajay spits his out. The clouds pass over the moon. At the train, Randy and Ajay pass food to three of the girls. Ajay lights a cigar for the old man from the village. The old man walks away smoking the cigar. Other passengers gather, eating around a fire. Naaman and Nana sit on a train step.
Oops. Sorry.
In China,
belching is considered to be a sign of gratitude and satisfaction. I know.
Always a step ahead.
Obviously. Anyway, I am grateful and satisfied. Thank you for getting all this.
Well, when one is described as gutless and harmless...
You left out feckless.
James Joyce used the word feck as a synonym for stealing.
In A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man.
Not bad.
For a girl.
Oh, no bad per se.
Oh, compliment. Not grudging.
You were right when you said that. I don't really even understand, but...
Naaman, don't you have a girlfriend?
Yes. No. Not yet.
Either way, you're unfaithful. No doubt you have some twisted Brahmin justification to explain it away.
He does.
Naina, Augusta ma'am says it's bedtime.
Last song on the...
White Album. Good night.
Padma grins at Nana as they leave. Crouched on the train steps, the boys drink from a bottle.
You realize who Nana is, don't you?
Who?
She's you, Naaman. Female Naaman.
So, if you fuck her, it'll be like fucking yourself.
Naaman's brow furrows.
That makes it homosex.
In Calcutta, the boys lean on a bus eating popsicles. People burn tires and hold signs. At the Cornwallis Club.
Good evening, everybody. How's Calcutta doing today? How's Calcutta doing today? Very good. This year is a very special year because we're celebrating the 17th anniversary of quizzing in India, which, as you all know, began right here in Calcutta.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Quiz Superstars, the biggest quiz in India. And I'm Brian DeCosta.
Oh, less of brain.
Yeah.
As usual, we have teams from all across India.
From Delhi, Bombay, Bangalore, Madras, and of course, our very own Kollolini, Kolkata. I have great news for you. This year, our sponsors are not only hosting the Outstation team, but are also paying for their food and beverage expenses.
Bernie wakes up.
What did he say?
He said drinks are on the house.
Bernie picks up the thermos and leaves.
India has a proud tradition of quizzes. This is because we Indians thirst for knowledge. We sup deep from the stomach.
Oh, well?
We Indians also revel in displaying said knowledge. Trivia, esoterica, science, technology.
He walks up to the bar.
16 whiskeys, please. They're on the quiz step.
A very lovely scorer for tonight, Kitty Chatterjee. You look absolutely gorgeous. Come along. Wonderful. Welcome. May we have a big round of applause for Kitty tonight? Thank you.
She stands by a scorecard. The boys stare.
Thank you so much. All right. My next question is for Bangalore. Bangalore, are you ready with this question? On Calcutta suburban trains, what are the pensellers called? Your time starts now.
The boys confer.
This is a pass-on round. Yes?
Lalu Pulu.
That is the right answer. Big round of applause for them, please. Thank you so much, Kitty. 2 points to Bangalore. Delhi, my next question. Who was the co-writer of Layla, along with Eric Clapton?
George Harrison.
I'm sorry, that's the incorrect answer. The question now passes to Madras. What is the answer?
Jim Gordon.
Absolutely right. Perfect. Team Bangalore. Which 1942 painting by Edward Hopper depicts people in a downtown...
Nighthawks.
Perfect. Thank you so much. 2 points for Bangalore. Calcutta, the nationality of Christopher Columbus.
We guess he was Spanish.
I am so sorry. That's the incorrect answer. The question now passes to Bangalore.
Naaman takes the mic.
Italy.
Absolutely right. Bangalore is on a roll tonight. Who bowled him that first ball?
Graham McKenzie.
That is perfectly right. All right, Calcutta, what is the answer?
1911.
Absolutely right. Then you have a big round of applause for Calcutta. Thank you. This is a first. A tie. The reigning champions, Calcutta, and challengers, Bangalore, are both tied on 32 points. As this is a winner-takes-all quiz, I shall now have to ask a final tiebreaker question. Are you ready? Bangalore, this tiebreaker question is for you. What is the American popular slang for motels run by Indians?
The boys wake Bernie.
Most U.S. hotels are run by Indians.
The time's running out, Bangalore.
I'm sorry. Can you please repeat the question?
Oh, yes. What is the American popular slang for motels run by Indians?
Simple. Hotels. Motels run by Patel.
The boys high five.
Bangalore, that is the wrong answer. Calcutta, it's your turn.
I believe the correct answer would be Patel's.
That is absolutely right. Calcutta got the right answer. Calcutta wins the game.
Hotels, not Patel's, is the correct answer, sir. Hotels. Hotels. Hotels, Calcutta. Hotels.
It's Patel's.
It's a fix.
Brian DaCosta shakes hands with a Calcutta team member. Naaman stands. The wind blows his hair.
I curse you, you fucking brainless Brian Baboon.
In animation, Naaman faces the MC, who changes into a baboon wearing glasses. The baboon cowers before Naaman's electric energy. Naaman slices off the top of the baboon's skull, and little birds chirp inside, then fly away. People lounge at outdoor tables, drinking. Naaman stands with Ajay on a porch. Ajay walks away, and Nana comes to Naaman.
Sorry, Naaman. You deserve to win.
It's a fix, that fucking brain.
Naaman, this is my father.
Sorry, Uncle. It's just that...
Whatever the scenario, the use of foul language is not appropriate, man.
Sorry, Uncle.
What are you studying?
commerce, St. James, Bangalore, sir.
That's a good college.
Naaman looks off.
What are your plans?
Plans?
I mean, career plans. You are studying BCom. Hello? You are studying BCom, next CA or MBA?
Sir, I haven't really decided the...
Well, that's a problem with today's voice. Look at my Nena. She is already preparing for her MBA entrance. Nena, let me go and check the tickets.
Nana's father leaves.
I'm so sorry. He's not as bad as he sounds.
My father asked me the same questions. Anyway, what was he saying about the tickets? Aren't you returning with us?
No. We're going to Jamshedpur to see my aunt.
So when?
Who knows?
And us?
Naaman, just because a girl spends time with you on equal terms doesn't qualify for an us.
He looks down.
Do you even like me?
You're oddly likable. Or likable, which is odd.
She frowns and walks away. Bernie staggers by with the girl's chaperone and two bottles of booze.
On the quiz, Dad.
Randy stands next to them laughing. They stagger away. Randy looks up at Naaman and stops laughing. He goes to the porch and leans on the railing next to Naaman.
Naaman, if you don't mind that, I have a suggestion. What can you possibly add to this wonderful evening? Why don't you give Rita a call? She was plan A after all. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings. Radhi Master.
Naaman smiles. On the train, Ajay joins Randy and Naaman in a hallway.
Details? So, was Padma aka Paddy a virgin? Rivers of blood, etc.?
We didn't really...
What? But you were with her all night.
Actually, we didn't do it.
Why, Bambino? No lead in the old pencil.
No, you didn't let me finish. I was going to say, actually, we didn't do it with a condom.
Bare back.
It slipped in smooth with no obstacles.
So who popped it? The milkman?
She said it broke from excessive cycle riding.
Not from excessive Ajay riding.
Wonder what she'll tell her husband. I believe hymenoplasty is an option these days.
Another train pulls up opposite the boys' train. Naaman looks over and sees Nana. She looks back. Her train pulls away. Naaman and the others sing into glowing light bulb microphones. Naaman has a mustache. Nana, with long hair and wearing a sari, moves among them.
Where did you go? I don't know. I don't know. Where did you go? I am in pain.
The friends dance, holding prop rain clouds behind Naaman.
I am in pain. Are you in pain? Is this a game?
Nana walks up to Naaman.
This is a shame.
The light bulb illuminates their faces.
This is a game.
Nana becomes a J.
Quick. Piss her out.
The boys stand in the train's doorway.
On the tracks.
Where else?
They unzip their pants. words appear.
Which Beatles song supposedly arose from when a female traffic warden named Meta Davies issued a parking ticket to Paul McCartney?
In the aquarium, the toy diver moves the light up and down and emits bubbles. A woman in black lingerie and fishnet stockings dances. She turns slowly. Rita with red lipstick beckons. Naaman looks into the fish tank. He smiles. He pulls down his pants and puts his penis into the water. The fish swim around it. Naaman opens his mouth and squeezes his eyes shut. He comes into the water. Rita smiles and spills a milky liquid from her lips. It drips onto her breasts.
Listen, you can't keep calling me like this.
My parents have been wondering. And then you keep hanging up when anybody else picks up.
That's because I want to talk only to you.
Naaman uses the public phone.
Can I call you darling?
Darling Rita.
She wears white lingerie.
You're looking beautiful.
Hello?
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 You're looking beautiful.
His friends swing noisemakers.
Hmm.
She kisses her image in the mirror.
How do you know?
Because girls look beautiful when they are angry.
But I don't even know what you look like.
In the fullness of time at the appropriate juncture.
Hello?
Hello
at the appropriate juncture.
Hello?
Hello?
But please give me a clue.
I wrote an article in the St. James College magazine last year.
Hello?
Hello?
What was it called?
Hello, it was called Depression at Rita's.
Hello?
Rita, hello?
Depression
at Rita's.
Hello?
Ash walks up.
There you are. I looked everywhere.
What do you want?
I just heard about Calcutta and
you've come to gloat about our defeat.
You know, I would never ever even dream of anything like that.
Good news! Good news! The Lord is coming! The Savior is coming!
But I'm already here.
No, no. Lord Jesus Christ is coming. Austin Tall Football Ground, 7 p.m. Wednesday.
Is he coming in person?
Evening. At the house of P.D. Souza, Rita and her sister stand behind the gate. Ajay and Naaman ride by. They come back and stop the scooter in front of the girls.
Are you Naaman?
Ajay and Naaman stare straight ahead. Rita walks out of the gate and up to Ajay.
Are you Naaman?
She turns to Naaman.
Depression a treatise indeed. And you know what? The stupid language of your stupid piece totally matched the stupid language of your stupid letter. Stupid! So you're the one who's been calling me all this while? Never, ever call me again. Coward.
She leaves. Ajay turns to Naaman.
At least she spoke to you face to face.
In a club.
Never, ever call me again. Coward.
Fuckers. It's friends like you who need cinemas.
This is what I told you in the beginning. Don't have anything to do with girls. They are stupid.
How about your fling with Padma in Calcutta?
Seera, the best thing to do is chalk her up. Disappear from your heart as soon as you come.
Don't worry, she's probably an untouchable anyway. To the victory of sex. Sex is truth.
In vino veritas. There's truth in alcohol, too.
Forgive me, I lied to you in Calcutta.
At least you got laid, huh?
Huh?
I know Padma and Sylvia Crystal, but...
That night after the quiz, a boyfriend had followed her to Calcutta to get time alone with her. Miss Augusta let her go with me because Bernie told her we were harmless. I took her to her boyfriend's hotel and waited while she went upstairs. She took hours and hours to come back.
At least somebody got laid.
Why chase after Nanas and Ritas when you have her?
I wouldn't go there.
I would. So what if she's got pimples? Nice tits, nice ass. Cover the face, fire the base.
Ash walks up.
I know I'm not invited here, but Rita told me what she said to you.
For a change, you aren't gloating. Take a pew.
Ash smiles, revealing her braces.
Fuck you. I'll be fine.
They drink. Outside.
I want green salad.
Sorry, sir. Kitchen is closed.
But I want green salad.
The waiter leaves. Randy gets up.
I think you should go home now.
I want green salad. I want revenge, bloody leper Rita.
Randy climbs a ladder behind them.
You'll get your revenge, Baba. If you prick us, do we not bleed? If you tickle us, do we not laugh? If you poison us, do we not die?
And if you wrong us, shall we not revenge?
Shakespeare.
Ajay throws food at Ramu.
I want...
Randy!
Green salad.
Hey, you come down. Come down now.
What are you doing?
But I want green fucking salad.
Randy, please, please, just come down, please. Come down.
No green.
Randy stands on the roof.
No women. No salad. What's the point in living?
He starts to step off.
Hey, wait.
Randy,
boy, calm down, Ra. Don't make a scene here.
Please, Randy.
Waiter, salad, now.
It's
this
coming.
Way, this way. Come down, please. Careful.
He turns and climbs down.
Oh, here's a green salad.
Ramu hands him a plate. Randy shoves the food in his mouth. They all stare at him. He pauses, glancing up. He throws up on the plate.
Precision is the key.
He passes out with his face in the plate.
God, what have I created?
Ash, Ajay, and Naaman arrive at Rita's house.
Watch and learn. The revenge of the Brahmin.
Ash grins. He and Ajay walk to the gatepost and unzip their flies. They run. Naaman gets on the back of Ash's scooter.
Where to now?
You want to see something you've never seen before? Romantic, soft, bouncy.
I would love to.
They pull up outside the rubber-on entrance.
Joseph? Joseph?
Yarappa? Sir, you so late.
Joseph, light turn on, Mado, and go back to bed, understand?
Inside, Naaman wheels Ash around on a cart.
Impressive. My father imports these machines from Austria.
He takes Ash's hand. They stroll. They exchange a smile, then break into a run. Ash jumps up and down on a mattress. Naaman holds out a helping hand. She takes it and hops down.
For madam, the finest rubberized coil latex featuring a fabulous jute hessian quilted cloth. Or perhaps this one. This one sinks to make perfect contours for your body. Or should I say, contours for your perfect body, Master.
They lie side by side. She sits up and reaches across him to get her purse.
I have a surprise for you.
She pulls out a bottle and takes a swig. She holds it out. He shakes his head.
A Brahmin cannot sip from the same bottle as you.
Our lips are gonna touch anyway. Besides, I'm a Brahmin too.
He takes it and drinks. They stare at each other. He reaches up and pops a pimple on her face.
Ow! Not one! Ow! Ouch! What are you thinking?
Sorry.
How bad is it?
He blots it with her scarf. She smiles.
Ash, cover the face.
He turns her away and puts her scarf over her face.
Fire the piece.
She unsnaps her shirt. Ajay comes in. Naaman motions to him. Ash takes off her shirt, revealing a white bra. Naaman gapes at her chest. He gets up, and Ajay sits behind her. She turns.
I've waited so long for this, Naaman.
They kiss through the scarf. She takes it off and sees Ajay. They both look over at Naaman. Ajay runs away.
Where are you going, bastard?
Ash sits on the bed, wringing the scarf between her hands.
Sorry for you, Naaman. Very sorry. I came here tonight because I loved you. Despite the constant mocking and underneath, I thought that there was some affection for me. I was so wrong. Your arrogance is just a front for your ugliness. Yes, Naaman, you're ugly.
She makes him face her. He looks down.
Shatrita was right. You're nothing but a coward. You think because you have all the answers, you're so clever. You don't. And you're not. Once your cheerleader friends grow up and see through you, you're going to be left all alone for the rest of your miserable life.
She slaps him. She puts on her shirt and leaves. Naaman walks down the street in the dark. He passes Ajay on his scooter. Ajay rides up beside Naaman. They stop.
What are you waiting for? Fuck off. It's a long walk back. I said fuck off.
Ah! Yaman walks on, smoking a cigarette. At school, two signs on a wall. Be the motivation, not the distraction. Important notice, debate team meeting. Ajay walks up and joins Naaman and Ramu by the wall.
Naaman, I...
The Iriya Samiti, the regulation of walking in Jain scriptures, it states that one should walk looking carefully 6 feet distance ahead.
So as not to cause the pain or death of any living being.
I like long walks. Especially when they're taken by people who annoy me.
Naaman and Ajay look at each other.
Noel Coward.
The slender boy walks up.
Guess what?
Hyderabad.
I was coming back on a coach. Luxury class, of course. This sex bomb. One in the seat next to me.
Male or female?
She fell asleep with her head on my shoulders, so I fiddled with her. She pretended to stay asleep. So I stuck a finger in her pussy, and I smelt it.
Did it smell of fish?
It was heavenly, da, like your grandmom's freshly cooked biryani.
Veg or non-veg?
Did you fuck her?
Words appear.
Who wrote the 1928 study, Coming of Age in Samoa? A psychological study of primitive youth for Western civilization.
Welcome, Bangalore. Welcome to the finals of the annual Sagaya Mary Memorial Quiz. Now, before we begin this event, let me inform you about certain shameful shenanigans at the Quiz Superstars event held in Calcutta. Upset at being beaten by a superior team, the Bangalore team abused our hospitality and ran up a bill of 4,000 rupees, including 2 bottles of single malt.
Bernie raises his hand and smiles.
So this is for you, Naaman Bala. You and your entire team are henceforth banned from this quiz.
If I had my way,
from every other quiz. Please leave the hall. Now.
Now. Naaman looks at Ash.
Will the other finalists please come up on stage? What the hell are you doing, Naaman?
Naaman walks up to the stage.
If this is your apology, then you're too late for it, trust me.
There is a word. There is a word in the English language, derived from the Latin, of course, that is an expression of contrition. I have committed an offense. And perception of that offense can compound over time, otherwise known as compounding remorse. What I am doing here is to compunctulate. To recompunctulate.
He smiles at Ash and nods. She smiles back, nodding. Outside, the three friends sit on a bench.
I have decided.
One.
I'll marry Ash and make an honest woman out of her.
Where did that come from?
If you're looking for context, young apprentice, the events of the last few days must not have escaped your notice. She is Brahmin. While Ramu here gets ready to get deflowered by a bull.
Unless he's already lost his hymen to a milkman or other assorted menial help.
It was a bull. That broke my foot.
Ajay and Naaman look at each other.
Where was I?
Ramu was getting fucked.
No, I was in Ash. But I will be once we are joined together in holy matrimony.
Hi, Anchos.
Randy and Ash walk up, both smiling.
Coming for alcoholic libations at the Daba.
He and Ash hold hands. He shrugs at the guys. He puts an arm around Ash and they walk off. Naaman hangs his head. Then looks up.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar.
Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar.
Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why.
For if we don't find the next whiskey bar,
I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
In animation, the little fish in the aquarium have Naaman's face. Previous credits. Production design, costumes, Tabashir Zuchi. Sound design, Taran TK Bhandari. Music supervisor, Ian Cook. Original soundtrack by Mehdi Adhikari, Neil Adhikari. Editor, Manas Mittal. Camera, Q. Siddhartha Nooni. Writer, Naaman Ramachandran. Executive producers, Hani Farsi, John Herbert, Naaman Ramachandran, Jeremy Gawadi, Erica M. Co-producer, Alex Dunnett. Executive producer, Debbie Vandermeulen. Co-executive producers, Angeline Rose Troy, Elaine J. Constantine, Scott Ruffgarden. Associate producers, Madalena Hudson, Staten Raig. Producers, Steve Barron, Celine Luke. Credits scroll. Cast, Naaman, Shashank Arora, Ajay, Tanmay Dananya, Ramu, Chaitanya Bharad, Randy, Vaishwa Shankar, Ash, Sindhu Srinivasa Murphy, Rita, Subhulina Sen, Nana, Anuna Sharish Navlakar, Ronnie, Sid Malia, Bernie, Denzel Smith, Lash, Biswa Kalyan Roth, Brian DaCosta, Shataf Figar, Henry, Kartik Ayer, Anita, Anissa Butt, Padma, Amrusha Pachaudhuri, Rani, Disha Ray Chaudhuri, Yasmin, Tanaya Saigal, Rita's sister, Maunanjali Balraj, English prof, Kanchan Bhattacharya, Ramu's father, Naresh Narasimhan, Nana's father, Giri Dharan, Evangelist, Anirudh Acharya, Kitty Chatterjee, Meghna Nayak. Text appears upside down. 1. Brahmins. 2. Debonair. 3. Joan of Arc. 4. Arrivederci, baby. 5. The Second Sex. 6. Lovely Rita. 7. Margaret Mead. Copyright 2016 Bonmon LTD. All rights reserved. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.